You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Man Histona Halayla Zemikola Laylas. And the first question that catches our attention is why? Question and answer. When it comes to Torah, that's it. Just give me the facts. Let me know the information. Tell me all the information. Go through the Makkas. Go through all the Nisei Mitzrayim. Why do I have to present a Derech Sheila and Tshuva? So the starting point, of course, is the famous Vart of Rav Chaim Brisker. And it's quoted by Rav Hamaranchik, the Talmud Muvuk of the Brisker Rav in the Sefer Emek Brocha and Yanei Pesach. It's quoted by Rav Zevin in Moedim, was in the Amoedim Mehalocha. It's quoted by Rav Yitzchak Mursky, Hagyoni Halocha, and so many other Sfarim that we have a mitzvah on a day-to-day basis called Zechiras Yetzias Yitzrayim. And that the mitzvah deraisa mandates. So you have to make mention day in and day out, yotze, in the context of a kriya shema, but you have to go ahead and mention it. You have to state it ever so succinctly, but it has to be mentioned. The truth is, there are rishonim who talk about whether it's masvik, whether it's sufficient to go ahead and just think about it, whether that's a kiya, whether it has to be articulated or perhaps not. Others say, zechira could be b'machshava b'lev, but sipur avada, you have to go to be masapra. Like a story, you have to go ahead and elaborate. The Alshech HaGodol Loshen V'Higadot Olavincha is something that connotes an Arichas HaDvarim. Hence, V'chol Amar B'Lesaper, Sipur and the Riboy HaSipur go together under the rubric of HaGodol Shal Pesach, predicated on that famous and oft-quoted pasuk V'Higadot Olavincha B'Yomuhu Leimor, the very answer that we give to the Einar Yodel Lishol. He doesn't know how to open up his mouth. He doesn't know how to speak. We want him asking questions. We want everybody asking questions. So what's Sipur all about? It has three differences, and one of those three differences, and the truth is the Brisker Rav and others would add on even additional differences, but one primary, one chief contrast between the day-to-day mitzvah of Zechiyas Yitzrayim and that of Lil Seder, which we term Sipur Yitzhiyas Yitzrayim, that means it has to be Derech She'ila and Tshuva. You have to tell it over, and you have to ask questions, and you have to give answers, okay? Those are the facts. That's the Brisker Rav. Tell me the Metzias. The Metzias is Zechira, you make succinct, ever brief mention. Sipur, you have to be Masaper. You have to do the Haggadah. You have to be Ma'arich Midvarim Kolam Abba Lesaper. Ibel Amaisa, why? What's the sinning of She'ila and Tshuva? Writes the Ksav Sefer, the son of Ksav Sefer, says part of the idea is we want, especially the kids, we want everybody to remember things. After all, the shorish of our Amunah B'Hashem is none other than Yetzias Yitzrayim, mentioned 50 times in the pages of Chumash. The Yisod of Mitzvah Samuna, Rabbam Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Aleph, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hasher Hotzei Tzicha Me'eretz Yisrael Me'beis Avodim. That is the mitzvah deraisa called Amunah. That is a mitzvah that mandates you have to go back to Mitzrayim. When we had the Shas late us in Yetziras Ha'am, we were formed as a nation. We have to know what it's all about. Avishter took us out Yad Chazak, Azon, Chonatuya, and we came out of Mitzrayim no longer Avodim to Paro, but henceforth Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the newly created nation called Am Yisrael, the one that will travel to Maimon HaSinai, and standing at the Piedmont of Sinai will be branded with that choice title, the lofty appellation, Mamlechus Kohen V'Goy Kadosh, the Am HaNivchar, the Am HaSegula. The shorish of our nationhood, of our faith, it all boils down to Yetzias Yitzrayim. And therefore, writes the Ksav Sefer, when it comes to every other aspect of learning, okay, we got to present all the facts. We have to inundate people with ideas. There's a lot of information to know. You have to learn and you have to accumulate ideas. But when it comes to the shorish of the Amunah, of what it means to be a Yid and what it means to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzigas Adam Mitzrayim, if this is the Shoresh, Sefer Basa Resha Gorer, everything else in life is traced back to the Shoresh, to the seed, to the beginning, to the root, to the Makar. And also when it comes to Makar, we want to ingrain, inculcate into the psyche of everybody present at the table and the front, especially the youngsters. We want to make sure they get it into their system. Gir Sidyan Kusa, what they pick up at a young age, that's what sticks with them. So as we know all the memory books, whether it's George Lucas, Harry Lorraine, whether it's Joshua Fall, we know all the memory books and all the different methods of remembering things, the different houses and the peg system and the means of association. But one unique thing that is a common denominator is when something's weird, when something's different, something's bizarre, it appears strange, it's Yotzei Min HaKlal, When something's different, that's what we remember. When kids are looking out the window, when you're going on the car trip with the family, and they say, well, what in the world is that? I've never seen anything like that before. Thus, when you want to remember things by means of association, you associate numbers, names, places with what? With strange things. Put weird things into your memory house. Go ahead and fill the rooms in the memory chambers with crazy, with weird things, and make those associations. We want to catch people's attention, and that's what ingrains the information into our minds in a lasting time. Therefore, writes the Ksav Sofer, how are we going to do it? Make interesting shinuyim in the Lel HaSeder. Do things differently. I all the time yichametz matzah, make it only matzah. All the time shayirakas halayla zekolamor mesubin v'chulei, make kamish shinuyim. Do things differently. Pique their curiosity. Get them interested. Get them excited. Get them enthusiastic. Get them wanting to ask. Because if we get them to ask, we want it to be what? Get them to ask. Because if you get a response, not merely stated as a fact, but as an answer to a question which was triggered, which was engendered by noticing a deviation of sorts, if we catch your attention in such a unique way, now you ask a question and we give you an answer, that's something that stays with a person for a much longer time. Reminds me of the Svichas Chachamim in Brachas Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, Hadifter Mechavero, Al Yifter Mimeno Mito Dvar Locha Shemitokas Achreyo. How do you leave someone? Leave over the Dvar Locha. Right? The Svichas Chachamim Rav Naftali Kohen Tzedek. What do you do? Leave over the Kasha. Leave over the Kasha. They'll still be thinking, I gotta get a Terence. How many times, how can you fall asleep at night if you leave off the sugi with a kasha, and it's gnawing at you, it's hitting away at you, you can't fall asleep. And when you have a kasha that you got to get an answer to, right, Siksav Sofer, that makes you work harder, makes you think about it, makes you focus. That's why it has to be Derech Sheila Tshuva. We want everybody engaged, we want everybody engrossed, fully immersed in the story. A line of secrets, yes, it's time, and therefore, right, Siksav Sofer, they want to be noteya in the Lev HaYolodim, this Amuna Tahora of Yetzias HaTzayim. How are we going to grain it? Make sure everything is Derech Sheila Tshuva. Not stamazoi question and answer, but do weird things. Do things that are muzar, that are yotzeim in a klal. Grab their attention, catch their interest, and then you'll give them an answer, and it'll stay with them for a much longer time. It'll be nishrash betoch kerev liba. So, we start with the opening question, the one that hits us right from the start. After all, we have the matzahs in front of us. We talked about the matzahs, lechemoni, at least halach ma'anyo, samanis tayla layla zemikol olaylas. Again, it's not four questions, it's really one question of four parts. It's one question, manis tayla layla zemikol olaylas. So, we break it down. Number one, mechol olaylas anu ochlan chameitza matzah, halayla zekol matzah. Now, it's an interesting question. What is this question? Every other night, the children are saying, we eat chametz, and we also eat matzah, and all of a sudden tonight, we only eat matzah. What are we asking? Didn't we already explain halach ma'anya? Manish Tana comes in the heels of halach ma'anya. So what is this first question? And we already said, how did we start out the Seder? Now we talked about whether this was always in the beginning of Magid, whether it was that or later, but Hamaisa Kefinu Scheinu, in accordance with the Nusach, the way we have it. So how do we start Magid? Magbia Ka'ora Sheish Bahamatzas V'yagala V'yomar. What do? We first start off Magid, Haggadah. This is the actual recitation of Haggadah. We start off by revealing the Matzas, because it all is going to be our Matzas Amurim Yachlu, and we're starting the Maisa Haggadah. And what do we say? We point at a Matzah Halachmanya. And okay, so here's the middle one, but it's halach ma'anyo. And why are we eating? Why are we making mention of the lechemoni? Because the achalu of son of Yared Mitzrayim. This is what our avos ate in Mitzrayim. So what are we asking the question for? We already addressed it. Asks the Haggadah Hashir v'Hashevach. Amaisa, how we broke it up into two. They asked the question. So what do we have to readdress that same question? Writes the Haggadah Hashir v'Hashevach as follows. Halach ma'anyo was a response to what? We began the Seder, Kadesh, then Orchatz, then Karpas, then Yachatz. So again, it's all about deviations. It's all about piquing their curiosity. So we just did what was step number four, Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, and then Yachatz. What do? We took the middle matzah, and we broke it off into two. So right away, the kids are wondering, again, why is this not included? This is all ultimately included in that overall question, because they were misandering it over here. But L'chaira, right away by Yachatz, they got to be wondering, when do you ever do that? You didn't even start your suni yet. You want to break bread. You want to go out and cut to make prusos. So we do that once we start the suda? When do we ever, before we start a suda, break a lechem mishnah, break it into two, and then eat a part, not even eat anything right now? We're putting it away for later. So what's going on? What's this maisa yachas? To that writes the Haggadah Hashir Vashemach. To that we answer, Holochmanya. You know why we're doing yachas? You know why we're breaking it in two? Because Holochmanya, we have to create a metzias of lechemoni. They didn't stop me in matzah, they're lechemoni. These are nice kishmak, shots of matzahs. Ah, these are gevaldik. In the end of the day, they're beautiful. They're a post. Can we even say there's a din hider mitzvah on the matzah? Hider mitzvah on the matzah means not just a hider in shiurim. Ah, whether it's a chayim, no, whether it's going to be a chazanishtik, there's a hider according to some post, not everybody, that it should be a nice, round, beautiful, perfect, kishmaka looking matzah. What do I know? Matzah Sarah Pesach, many people are makbid on. So now you're taking a beautiful matzah and you break it into two. Kids got to be wondering, you had this beautiful kishmaka matzah, we didn't even start the meal. What are you doing with yachatz? To that we tell them, don't worry, you know what? Even before you ask the manashtana, we know what you're thinking right now. We know what everybody's thinking at the table. To that we have the following answer. Holach ma'anya, this is the lechemoni. We're doing it one, because if we're starting the storyline, we got to go back and reenact and re-experience what it means to be avodim, what it means to eat lechemoni. We didn't have nice whole gishmak matzahs. We had lechemoni that's expanding yachatz. Okay, we're good. So now what do we have? We have a new question. Why? Because the kids have to wonder. Manashtana laila zeh, you want to tell me lechemoni that I can understand? So that makes sense. Then what do you need the two other matzahs for? Just give me that middle matzah that you just broke into two. You create a lechemoni. You only have a half. So that's it. So this night I only have a half. Otherwise, you want to tell me? So I have enough for achilas matzah. You want to tell me, well, it's a suda. Well, maybe if it suffices for achilas matzah, maybe tonight it'll be enough even motzi matzah. No? Hello, what? The kids say, I got two other matzahs here. According to the girl, you at least have another whole matzah. Why do I need any other matzahs? I already have this. What do you tell? If you shear them, depending on the people's suda, three is not going to be enough anyway. You still have to know all the boxes and all the extra matzah to distribute at the table. Hello, what? The kids are wondering, so why'd you have the other two? Oh, because you want to have lechem mishnah, because it's a suda's yantiv. And that's what it is all about. In the end of the day, you want to have a suda, so have a suda. Have a suda, have a suda of chametz. We're doing this because of lechemoni. So if you have lechemoni, you're makayim that. You did yachatz, that's holachmanya. So the kids are wondering, so why do I need the other two? I need the other two lechem mishnah. Why do I need a suda of lechem mishnah matzah? Just have stamazoy lechem mishnah. Why do I need the two or the three matzahs at the table? That's what they want to know. B'chol ha'leilas anu ochlen chametz matzah. And I know what? We always eat chametz and matzah. Really, we need chametz. Ella, what if you want a double lizzie car and you want to remember Mitzrayim? So bring some matzah to the table. Sometimes people like matzah. My wife happens to like matzah sometimes. So after she has a little bit of her homemade challah, sometimes she likes the homemade matzah. So go ahead and bring a little bit of matzah on the table. But tonight it has to be all about matzah. Not only the lechemoni shibboleth. I understand that. You already explained it to me in halachmanya. But I'm still wondering, why is everything all about the matzah? Why is my lechem mishnah not enough? Take two pieces, two bruses, and go ahead. And make a mitzvah on the brusas. It's all about lechemoni. Ah, to that we're going to answer. Ah, vodim, the contrast to the chayrus. So that's going to answer question number one. And then, of course, the avodim ayinu will address the other questions as well. That's the hagonas hashir v'hashavach. Now let's go to the answer. Avodim ayinu l'parav b'mitzrayim. Interesting diyukim. Right, of Avram and Agra. Listen to this Gemalda Gadiak, and then Netziv's going to talk about it as well. And as I go to Simrei Shefer, right? So Avram and Agra Gulas Avram Avodim Hayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim. Question number one: what's Avodim Hayinu? Avodim Hayinu means we're stating a fact that we once were Avodim. What do you mean we once were Avodim? That seems to convey that we allowed ourselves to become Avodim, whether it was Berotzen, whether it was that this was the matzah of the circumstances. That wasn't the case. Paro lakachotanu le'avodim. It's not avodim hayinu l'paro. It should be la'avodim l'chavosanu. They took us bal korchenu. They took us against our will. I don't see that. Be margish. Hammer the point home. Avodim hayinu l'paro. Oh, by the way, kids, you know what? We were once slaves in Egypt. We weren't stop willing slaves in Egypt. We just had to spot them. Evidently. There are cases. Sometimes you sell yourself. You know, maybe we didn't have a choice. Maybe we ran out of money. Maybe they were the mightiest people in the world. The other day we had it. That wasn't the case. Wasn't that the case? They took a servitude. Question number one. Question number two. Then it seems going to be bothered, and the Tzidkas Yosef, and Rav Avram and Agron, so many others. Avodim Hayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. Where else are we talking about? Where else is there a paro? If we were Avodim L'Paro, then we were Avodim in Mitzrayim. There only is one paro. Maybe you'll tell me there were other nations that had a paro. You can't argue that. Let's turn back to Parshas Mikra, it's famous Ibn Ezra. Even as a parsha smikates and perik memal of posik yud. Paro kotzef alavodo vaitinos even mishwan. This is the Saramashkim talking to Paro towards the end of parsha smikates. And I'm sorry, right at the towards the beginning of Parshas Mikates, writes the Ibn Ezra as follows: What's Paro Kotzav Alavado Lefi Daiti Kain Paro Shemetzet? It's not the actual name of a person. Rak Shem Toar. It's the descriptive terminology that described the king over Egypt. Vehumi Loshon Mitzrayim. Gam Hayom Yikro Komela Godol Yishmo. We give him titles. Akein Matzano Paro Me Avram. And we find a Paro Bimei Yosef. Meis Paro Kam Paro. All these are different paros. Vehem Bimei Yirmi Yohanovi. We have another Paro. Paro Ninve, all these paros, what's going on over here? Ella, what? Because Paro is the name, the Shem Toar of Melech Mitzrayim, and they were the only ones who had a paro. Other nations had other terminology, so they had a paro. So, what am I eating the paros? Everybody knows. Where is Paro the ruler? Everybody knows Mitzrayim, so it seems to be an Indian that's superfluous. Avadam Ayinu Leparo. What do you need to say? Avadam Ayinu Leparo Mitzrayim. Two questions asked by Rav Avraham Ben Agro. So he says, Gevaldik, we have a Gemara in Sota. At the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Everybody always thinks about the story of Mitzrayim without learning Chazal Torah Shel Peh, and we think that Paro came along, forced our hands right from the very outset. The Gemara says as follows: Vayesima Olav Sarei Misin Laman Ano Sobis Sivlosam. So how did the process start? And the Gemara says as follows: So to the bottom of 11a, Vayesima Olav Sarei Misin. Frank the Gemara Aleimi Boylei. It's not Vayesima Olav. It's Vayesima Aleihem. They placed the mitzvah placed on the Jews. Alehem loshen rabim, and the sarimisim. These officers, they started the shibud. So it should be alehem, not a lof tano. Debei rabbi lozav rabbi shimon. Malamei sheviu malbin v'tolol lo lepar b'tzavaro. V'cholech charech b'yisrael shamulem istin esani amr lo klam istin esata yosef miparo. The Gemara explains based on Rashi as follows: How did they build? They build with levanim, with these stones. How with the bricks? They built with the bricks. Amalbin, as Rashi says, is the plaster, the form within which you put the tit, the cement, in order to fashion a brick. So you have that form that you fashion to go in and make the bricks.
Mold.
The mold. You have the molding. Thank you. You have the molding. And what do they do? They couldn't get everyone to work. So Paro went ahead. They made a malbein, which is that mold for the levanim. And they made a little miniature one. They hung it around the neck of Paro. And Paro pretended that he was also going out to work. Oh, I'm also proud to work with everybody else. Everyone said, wow, look at this chosh of a monarch. Look, he's even going out to work. Someone sees the President of the United States. Oh, they go to lay a cornerstone. And he puts on the hat and he takes out the shovel. Oh, who doesn't want to take out the shovel, right? Lahav da'afi Abdullah. Moshe and Aaron go out to greet Yisroel. Everybody follows suit. You see the king going out pretending to work in the fields. Everybody else, someone's going to say, Yisroel, I'm not going to get my hands dirty. I'm not going to get my boots muddy. I'm not going out. What's going to happen? I'm a Mr. Nisani. I'm a low. Are you a bigger Istin Yosef Paro? And look at the Paro, right? They were Istin Nisim. In ancient Egypt, as we discussed in the past, Avram Shom Yehud, a Jewish historian, and others, they were so mocked, they had the priests, they shaved off every hair in their body. No bugs. That's why Kenan was such a shtach, was such a botch, because they believed you can't have any bugs, any vermin, any lice. They shaved off all the hairs on all their sacrifices before they offered them on the altar. They shaved off every hair in their body. We don't want any lice, any bugs, any coronavirus. We don't want anything. We're going to spray it over and over again. We want to clean everything, disinfect everything. So now Paro, who everyone viewed as the ultimate istinus, they said, are you a big istinus more than Paro? And Mela, what do? They started willingly saying, okay, let's go out to follow. All right, so I'm going to go. That's Avodim Hayinu. How did it start? Let's go back to the story. They didn't force us from the very outset. They fooled us into saying, oh, let's go ahead and do the Avodah. Paro's doing the work. Let's start doing the work. And then what happened? Of course, Paro never really did anything. Oh, you're doing the work. You're doing a great job. Now do a little more. Now do a little more. Once we got into the mentality, then they went and took us to the nth degree. And Ela, that's Avodim Hayinu. It started off what? Avodim Hayinu, Beretzoneinu. We Kilu initiated this process. We said we're willing to go in and do it. All right, what are we going to do with the second question, the Paro B'Mitzrayim? So what does Rashi tell us back in Parshas Yisro, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Ches? Vayichad Yisro. Yisro heard about all that happened to the Jews in Mitzrayim. And Rashi cites the Chazal that until the time that Klai Yisrael had that great exodus from the land, no Evan ever escaped Egypt. Nobody ever escaped Egypt. No one ever left the land. Amela, to emphasize this extra miracle, writes the Gula Savram, To highlight this unbelievable miracle, it's not just that the Jews were no longer avodah zarah when they got out of Mitzrayim, but that Hashem took them out and not one single eved ever left. It's not stamazai. It's avodah mayinu leparah Mitzrayim. Not only were we avodah zarah, we were avodah to the land of Mitzrayim, which gathered together all the shar avodim. No one ever left Mitzrayim. Ke'ilu, it wasn't shaykh to leave Mitzrayim. Even if you would run and you would be thousands of miles away from Paro, and Paro wouldn't see you and he wouldn't know about you, etc., and you would be stuck in a corner of Mitzrayim, you can't sneak out. We left from being Avodim to Paro, right, to Gula Savram, and we also left Mitzrayim. And that's the idea that Hashem took us out of Yad HaChazakah, the place that you initially thought no Jew, no human being, no Eved ever left. We not only left the jurisdiction and the monarchy of a Paro, that wicked despot, but we even left the land of Mitzrayim where nobody had ever left before. That's the Gula Savram. Teretz number two, the Tzidkes Yosef. You quoted the Tzidkes Yosef last week. Tzidkes Yosef says, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Yedalei Amanav, why do we not say hallel? One of the reasons on Purim is because Akati Avodi Achashverosh on him. Still Avodim Tachashverosh. So in the end of the day, what do we see? That you could have a Cheirus, but you're still working for him. We got out of Paro, but if Hashem didn't take us out, then what would have happened, right? So Tzidkes Yosef, there was a bris bein habesorim. And in the context of that bris bein habesorim, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, so they're going to go in and be in servitude for a certain designated period of time, for his zman mesuyim, for 400 years. Okay, we had Radu, we had 210, which is Avodas Paroch, which took the place of the initial 400. But you're going to be 400 years. That means what? That means after we would have no longer been subject to serving a Paro, when the 210 was over, when the 400 was over, let's say God wouldn't take us out, but there was only a gezerah to be Avodim for a designated amount of time, that means the 210, the 400 years would have come to a close, and then what? We wouldn't be Avodim anymore. And we might even decide to just walk out and to go free. What would be the problem? We'd still have Mitzrayim in our blood. We'd still be what? We'd still be holding. We were holding by Dargis Chamishim Kabat. We were on the Memtesh Shari Tumah. And the end of the day, what if we had stayed there? What did Chazal tell us? Had we stayed one more second, we would have gone from Dargim Memtesh to Dargim Nun. That means it's not the pshat, that we would have been freed and everything would have been fine and dandy. We would have lost our entire Metzias. We would have lost all our Kedusha. We would have fallen to the nadir of all corruption, of all immorality and perversity. And we would have lost our Metzias because we would have been swallowed up by the Tumah, the Zumah. All that impurity and depravity that was so rampant throughout the land of Egypt, right? So Tzidkes Yosef, there were two things going on over here. There was the Yetziah from Paro, you're no longer Avodim to Paro, and not only you're no longer Avodim to Paro, henceforth you'll be Avodim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but even if we wouldn't be Avodim to Paro, we would still be in Mitzrayim, we would still be Meshuvah to Mitzrayim, which also answers another diak that others forum write. Look at the beautiful diak. We begin the paragraph, Avodim Ayinu the Paro of Mitzrayim, and how do we close the paragraph? If God didn't take us out, we would be Meshubodim the power of Mitzrayim. Why change from Meshubodim? You started off not Meshubodim Ayinu the power of Mitzrayim. It started off Avodim Ayinu the power of Mitzrayim. And what happened? Be Yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, he took us out. And then we say Eilu Lo Otzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he didn't take us out, then what? Then let's go back to Avodim Ayinu the power of Mitzrayim. We should say then Harayanu Vaneinu Vanei Vaneinu Adayin Avodim the power of Mitzrayim. What's this change Meshubodim? The Terence says, what? Nowadays we wouldn't be Avodim anymore, because the only reason we were Avodim is because of the Bris Bein HaMasarim. Once the 400 years would come to a close, we wouldn't be Avodim. You're right, we wouldn't be Avodim, but you know what we would be? We would be Meshubodim LeParo B'Mitzrayim. We would be Meshubodim to everything that Paro represented. What was Paro? Reb Dessler, Mirtam Leo, Chelek Beis, page 15. Paro Loshon Priya, Gili Arias, the symbol of all perversity and immorality and corruption. We still would have been Meshubid. Now we were not Avodim, we wouldn't have been active Avodim. We would have been what? Meshubid. When someone's Meshubid to their taiva, someone's Meshubid, they have to eat ice cream. Oh, the Meshubid to their pizza. Oh, the Meshubid to this vice in society. The mamash addicted to it. Meshubadim. We would have been Meshubadim to Paro's way of life in Mitzrayim, no matter where we are, even if we would be out of Mitzrayim. But we never would have got it out of that Nun Shari Tumah. So that's what's happening over here in the Beis HaLevi, Haggadah Beis HaLevi, the Briskarov. Obviously that's part of the idea as well. The Briskarov says it wasn't just based on the Beis HaLevi as well, not just a physical Avdus going to the physical Cheirus, but it was the spiritual Avdus to the spiritual Cheirus. As we said many times, took one night to get the Jews out of Egypt, took 40 years of wandering in the desert with God to finally get Egypt out of the
you
Jews.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That's why the famous Satmar Rebbe and the Yo, It's not called Yetziah Mi Mitzrayim. It's the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. No, it's called Yetziah Mitzrayim. Because the Iker is what? Is getting the Mitzrayim out of you. Similar Dik. We talk about Simchas Torah. What is Simchas Torah? It's the Simchas HaTorah. No, it's the Simcha of the Torah itself. Rejoicing with people who learn it to love it. So we hear also it's Yetziah Mitzrayim. It's getting Mitzrayim out of us. Avada Mayinu Lepara Mitzrayim. If God wouldn't have taken us out, then all the descendants, we never would have extracted that tumah, that defilement, that impurity from our midst. We wouldn't have purged ourselves of all that corruption and immorality. We would still nowadays be meshuba, not avodim, active avodim any longer, but we would still be emotionally and mentally meshuba to all that paro, poor, revealing, giloi, gilei arayos, and all the Mitzrayim represented. Mainly we understand the contrast of avodim to meshubodim. That's the Tzidkes Yosef. In addition, writes in the Tziv as follows. And the Tziv says, Awatz avodim ayinu leparo, haynu velo avodim laavodim el leparo melch. Writes in the Tziv and Imre Schaefer in his Perush on the Godos of Pesach. Beautiful. What's the idea? In the end of the day, we weren't stam avodim laavodim. We were leparo melch akeim. How you bekerbenu kama shalorotzu lotzeis ulekabel omochushamay. We know the famous Rashi al pichazav. Vachamushim alamnei so mitzrayim. Only 1/5. What's wrong? 4/5 didn't want to go. Why would you not want to go? Who wants to stay in jail? Nobody ever left. To feel that sense of constriction, of restraint, and why would you want to leave? You know why? Something that's it. You know when, who wants to get out? If you're an Eved, to stam an Eved, you don't want to ever leave. You want to get out as quickly as possible. I'm sorry. If you're an Eved to an Eved, to stam a Joe, any Tom, Dick, and Harry in the land of Egypt, you want to get out as quickly as possible. But what if you are serving the king? What if you have a job in the White House? You're not looking to leave the White House, Lahavdil, any so soon. If your mom is working in the White House, if you're vacuuming, you get to interact with all the big people, you get to see the big people. Paro set it up in such a way, writes in the Tziv, Avodim Ayinu, not to Avdei Paro, Avodim Ayinu the Paro ben Mitzrayim. We were Avodim to Paro, Zokt in the Tziv. That's why 4/5 didn't even want to leave, because they viewed it as an honor, we get to serve Paro. They didn't want to leave. Why would you not want to leave? And the end of the day, because Paro was the mightiest ruler in the world, he was the king over the world, they viewed it, it's not so bad. And it also stems with Rabbeinu Avraham in the gross question of Adam Ayinu. What do you mean they forced us? In the end of the day, how could 4/5 not want to go out? Right, and it's it, because Paro set it up in such a way that since they viewed it as we are serving the king in his palace and his kingdom, and Melo, we said, you know what? We don't want to go out. We're serving already the king. What do we need Omach HaShemayim for? And the end of the day, it's Avodim Ayinu Leparo. What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim to highlight that it was all in one place, as opposed to come on every golus that we have. We're scattered. We're dispersed all over the world or in many different places. Here it all took place in Mitzrayim. So that's the Diyuk Avodim Ayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim. Mamaisa, did we answer all our questions? So we were Avodim to Paro B'Mitzrayim. Hashem Elokeinu took us out. Hashem Elokeinu, we encountered, we witnessed Hashem Midas Harachamim, and we witnessed Elokeinu Midas Hadid. Hashem took us out with the Yad Chazaka, took us out with the Zohar Tuya. If he didn't take us out, then Anu Baneinu Baneinu Baneinu. What do we have to mention Anu Baneinu 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 for? What do we have to go through this whole thing? Just say Anu, Anu Ayinu Mishwadim Notzai. Malachor, it's very geshmak. Amoris says, Mabu Matziah Pahayim and Aleph. Where's the Gemara tell us? Rav Yochanan of Yeva Chazoka, 3 Doros, Pahasukin, Koheles, Paragdala, Posigir Beis, Vechota, Mashulosh, Lamahiri, Yenate. If you have a Chazoka, 3 generations of Torah, you know what's going to stay. Similarly, if you would have 3 generations, if God wouldn't take us out, 3 generations of Abdus, then the Abdus is always going to stay. The whole idea is what? Perpetuate this idea of Chavrus, at least 3 generations. And what do we talk about? By Hagdama to the Yetziah and the outset of Parshas Bo, the culmination of the Makos. What do we say? Hashem says, whom do I want to know? I want everyone to know. I want you to teach your children. When it comes to Mitzvah Chinuch, it's always bigger by the children. Then the children will teach your grandchildren. No. Over here, it's built into the Etzem Tzura, the definition of the Mitzvah itself. It's got to be what? The culmination. So, did we answer all our questions? Writes the Haggadah Kerem HaTzvi. How do we answer Tvila? How do we answer Mesubim? He says as follows. Big chiddush. The children stood up, they asked Manish Tana Laila Zeh, and they presented all these four things. Did we ever go back? What does a child want to do? I want you to answer. Tell me, what about matzah? So we understand matzah. We were avodim to Parim Mitzrayim. It was all about the avdus. It was all about that's all we ate. Okay, maybe that I can understand. And I understand perhaps the avdus, the matzah, the moror, kulamor. Ein ma'bil ma'fil v'amach tvila. Mesubin, where is all that? Am I avodim ma'idim to Parim Mitzrayim? Writes the Haggadah Keremotzvi. The idea is that we are answering all the questions with one klolius, one general teret. So what's that? Avodim hayinu l'parim Mitzrayim. What does it mean? You know what an eved is? An eved does whatever the Adon asks the eved to do without asking any questions, not displaying any chutzpah, any audacity, any brazenness to ask questions. What does the eved do? Whatever the Adon tells it to do, right? The goddess Keretzvi. That what do we do? Asino komasha poro omer lano lasis kavodim mamish, without asking any shaylas, without asking any kushas, we didn't ask any questions. So that's what we teach the children. How do we start our magid? Sometimes in life, things don't make sense. And you know what? We don't have to go protheistic and answer every little question. We don't have to address the haseba, the open prati. We don't have to address the tefillah of Matzi. What do we have to address? We were avodim to Paro, and now we're avodim to Hashem. Since we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do what Hashem wants us to do. Like the Satmar Rebbe that we quoted last week, we start out the Chachomim. It doesn't make any sense. Karpas, Yachas, Teretzis. Just do what the rabbis tell you to do, and everything's going to be all right. Just do what Hashem tells you to do, and everything's going to be all right. We didn't ask questions of Paro. Whatever Paro told us to do, that's what it means to be an Eved to Paro. You just act as an Eved to do what the Eved wants you to do. Avonim, you know, the Paro time, we told the children, you know what? We were Avonim to Paro, and we did what he told us to do. But now, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu took us out. We're Makabo Mocha Shemayim. Henceforth, we're Avonim to none other than the Borei Olam himself. And Gezerahim Lafanai, and the Chamashus Lacharev. We do what Hashem Yisbarach, the Adon Olam, tells us to do. Derech Chidud Be'almo. Very cute, again, not a serious word, but the Haggadah, Kol Omer Kra, says very interesting. What's the succession that we just read? We had Holach Manyo, and we said, Kol Dichron Yesei V'Yichol, Kol Dichron Yesei V'Yisol. Then we went to Manashtana, then we went to Avodim Hayinu. Right? The Haggadah's Kol Omer Kra, beautiful word. He says, you know what happens? He says, the kids, they're sitting around the table, and all of a sudden, the father says, everybody, all the Aniyim, Kol Dichron Yesei V'Yichol, Kol Dichron Yesei V'Yisol. The kid says, Tadi, Abba, Manashtana, you never invite the Aniyim to the table. You never bring everybody. What do you mean? You don't share your steak. You don't share everything. What's going on? Manas Tayla, he calls Lailas before he asks anything. You never do this. That doesn't make any sense. Everybody, you want to invite one Ani, I understand. Show me, yeah, I understand we had some people, Baruch Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael, Abifrat, some people, they mamash open the door to anyone. It's very rare, right? The average person, maybe you'll invite one or two or three. If I call anyone who wants, come in. My wife has enough soup, enough chulam, enough everything, enough space, Kol Dichron. A kid looks up to the tati, Manashtano. And what does the father answer? The father says, Avodim Hayinu L'Paro. Paro was Gozer Avodim Mekayim. So too, I'm just being like Paro. I'm Gozer Avodim Mekayim. Yeah, I said it. Don't take it seriously. I said it. That's what I got to do. I have to say it. But Avodah, I didn't really mean it. And that's just, Avodah didn't mean it because he didn't do it before the Suda. After he came at home and his door is already closed, then he says, Kol Dichron, he didn't really mean it. That's the Derechid and Ba'amah. Haggadah's Kol Mekro. Okay, we explained the Avodim versus the Mishubodim. We said that the Briskarov fits nicely to that as well. And that we go from Avodim to Paro, Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Mishubod, not just physically, we're Mishubod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu spiritually. That's the redundancy of Paro and Mitzrayim. Paro is, he wanted us to work to build for him. Not only were we freed from Paro, from the physical arduous labor, the abject conditions of the oppressive slavery, but we were also Mishukhro, we were also now free, liberated from the Mitzorim, those restrictions, those restraints spiritually that didn't allow us to learn, that didn't allow us to shteig, that didn't allow us to do the mitzvahs. We had the Ruchniyistik Gula. That's why we were avodim to Paro, and we were avodim to Mitzrayim in the tumma that it represented. Now we were free from Paro, and we're free from Mitzrayim as well. So that's the answer. We answered our questions, we answered the general question, and now the Baal HaGadah goes on as follows. Va'afilu kolon chachamim, kolon nevonim, Kolanu Zakenim, Kolanu, Ayonim Esa Torah, Mitzvah Leinu Nasabim Patsiyas Atrayim. And there's a mitzvah on this night of the year of Chol HaMoed, the Nesavim is to raise a Meshubach. Machlokes in the Rishonim is to raise a Meshubach. This act of being Marbel L'Saper is praiseworthy as Meshubach, or Harezeh, the individual who's engaged in the mitzvah, see Mitzrayim, this person should be Meshubach. Different ways of understanding. Rav Uma Magolios in his Ber Miriam Agonash HaPesach says, why do we encounter this Lashon over Harezeh Meshubach? And he says, because in Chazal, we have Gemaras where we talk about Harezeh Meguna. What would be the opposite? The antithesis of Harezeh Meshubach is Harezeh Meguna. This is deplorable. This is not something commendable. What's that? Brachas Lamagimla Mabeis, Megillah Chafayim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kol Omer Modim Modim, Meshaskenoso. We silence a person if he says Modim, it looks, Rashi says, Meshik Shushiz, are you talking to more than one God? Those who had it in the Daf Yomi. And the Gemara says, Abba, we have another Brisa that says what? That says, Harezeh Meguna. So the Gemara answers, Hanema, whether you say word for word, whether you say Pasik by Pasik, you have been Machlokes Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tzarfos, Taisus, Lamadel, and Aleph, Machlokes Rishon. But what do we encounter there? Harezeh Meguna, to go repeat words in davening, to repeat psukim, depending on how you learn in the Rishonim, Harezeh Meguna, I know what, to repeat things unnecessarily when you're communicating and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Harezeh Meguna. You already said what you needed to say. Same way in the Gemara. You start at Shmoneh Esrei, Akela Goda Hagibor Vanoiro, and you say, well, I'm talking about the Abishter. I want to add on a lot of praises. If we wouldn't have Achik Nitzah Gedolah who told us to say these things, we wouldn't even be able to say these things. Akama Shvocha Demaruch, you say what they tell you to say. Why can't I be marach? It's not always good to be marach. What do you mean marach? Once you're going to be marach already, ain't the devil sof. So we only say specific reasons. Al pi nevuah chakadosh. My Achshon Knows Gedolah gave us this specific terminology. Usually, if you repeat and say too much at one shot, Harezeh Meguna. Comes the Baal HaGadol and says, that's on every other day of the year except for Lel HaSeder. Baal HaSeder, not only is it not Harezeh Meguna, Kol HaMoed L'Saper. How many times does Hashem want to hear the same story? How many be it? By over here, say it over again. And again, with new details, with new nuances. Go into the whole story, all the details. Not only is it not Harezeh Meguna, but Kol HaMoed L'Saper, Harezeh Meshubach. This is great, this is praiseworthy. This is exactly what Hashem Yisbarach wants you to do. Okay, so what do we say? Even if you're chachma, even if you're nevonim, you're chachma, you possess chachma, you have wisdom. You are nevonim. This ain't chachma v'novin kamocha nevonim lashan vina. You're maven davar mitzoch davar. You're kulam zekanim kedushin lamed beis lamed beis zekana zekana chachma. You're not just a chachma. You're not just a nevon. You're a zokain. That means you had what? You had many years. You were kona chachma. You had years. You got older. You chazered. You knew it. Not just a young like Yosef, a young chachma v'novin. He's an avreich av bechachma rach b'shonim. Zokin already Av. Now you put in the Yegiyah and you put in the Shonim, you put in all the years, you're ready now as Zokin. So we got everything. We got the Chum, we got the Nevon, we got the Zakenim. What are we adding? Kulam Yodim Satamra, if you know everything. What's that adding? The Keramat Svi cites the Sefer Nitfei Hamayim. And he says, beautiful. Takes us to the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. A Gemara says that Zman Torah Luchud and Zman Tfi Luchud. There's a time to daven, there's a time to learn. Beginning of Kohelis, Paragimel, Ace, Akosman, Ace, the Kohelis, Nach Sishmaim, is a time for everything in life. Except if you're Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon Yochai v'chaveirav, if Torah sum nosav, Torah is your life, and that's all you do, then halacha l'maisa, you're not mechuyev, you're not obligated to be mafsik the learning for kriya shema and tefillah. So yes, the Gemara says, Abrochas chafalaf ha-manalaf ha-mrav yoichanan, halavai shi yispala odam ko yom ku, it's gemalik to daven all day. So we know, what do? We're not Torah sum nosa, we have to work for a living, we have to make some for nosa. Okay, so zman Torah l'chon, zman tefillah, it's a time to daven, it's a time to learn. But if you're Rav Shimon Yochai, his whole life was Torah. He woke up in the morning, every second of waking moment was kulo never misiach das. He was Torah all the way through and through in the Gemara, and it's halacha l'maisa. We don't have anyone today, even Rechaim Kineski, but Torah Shem Yechai is a whole different dark of a Tana Eloki. He was spotted from tefillah, he didn't have to daven. Ameila, what did Rosh Shem Yechai do on the night of Sifat Yisrael? He didn't have to do the mitzvah l'chorek Torah Asom Nasom. Writes the Sefer Nitfei Amayim, Kulan Chachamim, Kulan Nevonim, Kulan Zakenim. All these Madregas, but you know what? Even if Kulan Yodim Esatayra, Yodim Esatayra means they know everything, they finished everything. And they're Yodim Esatayra, and they're not Stam Lodim Esatayra, they're Yodeya Sefer, they know it, they live it. Odim Yodis Chav Ishto, Vietatim, it's Torosom Nosom. Even if you have a person who's Yodeya, he's living, it's Ben Azai, Yvam Mustafa Sam Choshka Nashi Matayra, I can't be Messiah Das, I'm consumed with Torah every second of the day. Even that person, even Rav Shimon ben Yochai, still mitzvah laid on the Sefer B'Shem Sashayim. You're right, Rav Shimon ben Yochai would not even have to be mafsik for a Kriya Shema, but on the night of Seder, you have to be mafsik for a Tzibos Yisrayim. And ultimately, they came in what? Mesaprim, they came out, Higiyas Ma Kriya Shachris, and they had to go ahead. I mean, Masav Kriya Shema, doesn't matter who you are, you can be the best of the best, the highest Madrega, right? The Nifei Amayim are those who are Yodea of the Torah. They don't just learn it, they know it, they live it, they're connected, they're Dovak Legamri. No matter who you are, Mitzvah, Lena, the Saprer, be Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Notice the obvious. What are we talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Talk about the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Talk about all the miracles. Again, the pastors, you could say everything that's including Yetzias Mitzrayim. But again, Kefi Devarino, what's the Ikar Nekuda? The Ikar Nekuda is not the talking about the miracles. It's talking about what? The spiritual liberation that we got out of Mitzrayim. That's the Ikar Nekuda. You can have all the miracles and you can have all the brachas. But staying in Mitzrayim, staying in the land of Tumah, staying in the land that's replete, that's rife with all the impurity and depravity, that's when it's a problem. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that no matter who we are, we want to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Bikur the Nisim. It's really the whole Yetzia that we got out of Mitzrayim, we're getting it out of our system. And Kolamar for the Sefer Yisrayim, Harizim Meshubach, that person or this act is in fact praiseworthy. Let's just close with the following. They were Mnei Brak, and like many Mepharshei Haggadah to say, what's going on over here? Rabbi Elazar, he was Meshabeach. He says, you're not allowed to leave your house in the Regolit. So how could he himself, the Gemara says, was Meshabeach, and Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, that you shouldn't leave by the Regolit, you should be Meshabeach with your family. What's he doing over here in the city of Mnei Brak? Am I being in the city of the Mnei Brak? Many of the Farshim point out, how can you have that Kula Mesubin, and they were all Mesubin they brought. You had Rabbi Akiva, was a Talmud of Elazar. How could he be Mesubin? Taratzis, because he's in his hometown. He's sitting at the head of the table. He's the Balabais, he's the Rav. He, in the end, is the Rav of Bnei Brak. It's a city, so that's why he was able to be a Mason. But what's happening over here? Rabbi Elazar, you're not just to leave the house? Rabbi Akiva, at Talmud, they were Mesubin they brought. They were in the city of Rabbi Akiva. Hi, Mesubin, so on call, so Laila. And what were they doing in Bnei Brak? So there are a lot of different answers. I just want to close with the Gevaldig of Reuven Margolios. I think this is Poshut, the most demistic answer. Many times in both the Mishnayos and the Gemara, we find the leaders of Klai Yisrael, the Gedol Yisrael, they went on trips. They went to plead in front of the Romans. They went to go ahead and plead. It's like nothing changes. Even today, sometimes you have to have a group. You have to have AIPAC policy conferences. You have to go down to Washington. You have to have rallies. You have to go down. You have to argue in front of the politicians. It always was that way. You had people. How many chazals do we have about interacting with the kings and the queens and all the politicians? Right, Ravuma Golius and his Kuchis Ber Miriam and the Godesh HaPesach. This famous question, what are all these Gedolim doing? We don't find their wives there. They're all there, right? Their wives, the kids, they would have reminded them to say Kriya Shema. It's their Abayim and their Tamidim. Nobody else is here. Nothing about any wives. What do they do? What about the woman? Without getting into the Mechaschinach, women, Mechayosi, which is why Avada women have Surah Chayuvim and Dalet Kosis. Where are the women? Where are the kids? Don't we make a big deal out of the kids? Manashtana. Where are all the kids? Where's everybody? The Tamidim had to come in later. What are they doing with Suvim? Right, from Magolios, it must be that they were right before Pesach. They had to go on a trip. They had to go on a trip for political reasons, and they were on a boat, like many cases. So Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, they're on a boat. Sukkah, do you make a sukkah on a boat? Not make a sukkah on a boat. There were times that they went traveling, and they went traveling by the sea. So it must be that how did they end up in Ebrah? Says, where did they come in? They came in by the port. What was the port? What's the main port in Eretz Yisrael? Yaffa. So what's the next big Jewish city near there, Bnei Brak, right? So Rav Golios, it must be what? They came in shortly before Pesach. They came in off the boat. They didn't have a chance to travel. This wasn't like they just got into an Israeli camp, Ajaboom, and they were there in 2 seconds. There were no camps. What are you going to do? They didn't have time. They were traveling, but that's why they're all together as one. Why are they all together as one? They all decided together. They're supposed to be with the family. Have your own thing. Well, what else do you see? Gedolim all having a Seder together. The Gedolim Yisrael. Imagine all. You know what? Pesach Seder this year, all the Muetzes, they're all having Agodas of Pesach. The families are either going to shoot them. Either you can't do that. Either. You can't leave us. Terrence is well, but what if you have the Muetzes? What if they have to leave? And you need Roshul Kamenetsky, Shlita Ramar, Femel Shlita Ramar, and they have to leave because they have to take a Tzorch and they have to go to Washington, D.C. And then the Pilots, is they don't have time to get home. Then they'll have that Pesach Seder together. So that's what happened over here. So they're not going to have any Yafa. They had time just to go to the next major city where they had Yiddishkeit, where they had Sfarim, where they had Rabbi Akiva's city. Oh, they went to Bnei Brak, the closest to Yafo. And that's why the Balagada tells us, how you assume where in Bnei Brak. That's why we have to know as Bnei Brak. So let's just close with the famous Maral and Gevuras Hashem, one of my favorite Amarals on the Agoda Shal Pesach, writes to Maral, what in the world is going on here? These are the Gedolei Olam. How in the world? Avad Mesabra Tzitzchak Olsa Laila, they're immersed in the mitzvah. At Shabbat, Tami Dayim, Amrulim, Rabbeinu, Hegias Makrios Shacharis. A Gedolei Olam, don't we have to come in Kriyashma. Okay, so they didn't have any alarms. You think if anyone's not ever in his life going to miss Kriyashma, if I were to ask you to pick one person in history who is never going to forget about Kriyashma, who's it going to be? Rabbi Akiva, Brocha Samachal from the base, his Tamina even Mashas Misoso, Masreka Shabarzel. And what is he saying? He says, my whole life I'm thinking every second I'm thinking, Machol Lamacha, Machol Nafsha, Machol Modecha. That's his life that consumes Rabbi Akiva. Acha Yotzen Nishmosu Meyechad. If there's one Jew in that period, if there's one Jew in history who would never forget about Kriyashma, it would be Rabbi Akiva. You think Rechaim Kineski would ever forget about Alchis Kamakamo? Not Stav Gedoli Ador, but this was Kriyashma. Was on his mind 24/7, 365. How do you forget about it? How is it shy that they would have forgotten about it? No matter how sick you are in a mitzvah, what's going on, right? It's the Maral. You know what it was? They were in the middle of such a mitzvah that they were doing Besimcha Yaseira. It was such a gavaldi mitzvah. These were the Chachamim. These were the Nevonim. These were the Zakenim, the Zikne Hador. They were all Yodim Asatira. It was Mamash Kilo. This is life. I said, what's unique? We don't find any chazals that they were in the middle of learning late into the night, and the Talmud had to come in to remind them of Kriyashma. But the simcha of the mitzvah of Sifat Yisrael, reenacting, re-experiencing that gevaldige simcha, writes the Maral, not just learning Torah, but it's a key believe in a Torah. You're learning the Haggadah and saying Shtiklach Divrei Torah, but are you getting Talmud Torah? This is Talmud Torah plus, this is Talmud Torah combined with the simcha shal mitzvah of not just a simcha shal mitzvah stam of Yisrael, but the simcha of reenacting, re-experiencing the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, when you go ahead and compound that Gevaldige Talmud Torah with the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, they're so immersed, they're so engrossed, they mamash forgot where they were, they forgot what time of day, until the Tamidim had to go in and come in. I remember hearing years ago, Rechatzka Levenstein, somebody wanted to hear, Rechatzka Levenstein used to be Mavah Sedra, on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, and the Tamidim wanted to know, how was the famed Mashkiach, how does he do Mavah Sedra, and happened to be Parshas Va'era that week, and a book went before Achatzko came back after Mincha Gedolah. He went into his office and he hid in his locker. He hid in the closet. He hid in the closet because he knew Achatzko was going to sit down at his table and he's going to do Mavah Sedra. He wants, how does the Mashkiach do Mavah Sedra? Mishnah Berurah brings down different Mahalchim, Alpi the Arizal, different ways to do the whole Parsha. Plus, he wanted to learn. And he described later to his friends that Achatzko opened up the Chumash and he starts going through the Makis. Dom, wow, this is amazing. Blood everywhere. Mamash, and he was like a 7-year-old child. Reenacting Sardaya frogs. Wow, imagine the frogs ribbiting, croaking all over, and mom's driving him crazy. And the kingdom, the lice and the bugs, and he's talking it out and he's living it. He's not stopped saying the psukim miyama, but he's getting into it. He's animated, he's lively, he's vivacious, and he's getting into the whole story and aura. Wow, the lions and the tigers and the bears and scaring them a chule. Says, that's what it means to do the parsha. That's what it means to tell over the story. That's what it means to be these chachamim. You get so into the story like a little kid, you can't stop. You can't stop. That's tomorrow. The night seems to try him. It's such a gevaldige simcha, and you're talking about miracles. If you're really feeling all these miracles happen to you, you can't stop talking about it. You come back from the best vacation in your life all around the world, you won't stop talking about it for days, for weeks. You'll be driving everybody crazy, and then you tell them your best story from your trip around the world. Next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. We have to knock on the door. Don't forget about Kriyashma. Zakta Maral Gevuras Hashem, the greatest of the great. people who would never forget a mitzvah. And of any mitzvah, they would never forget a Kriya Shema. But you see what it means, a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Not just for the Maila of Harezim Meshubach. What the Baal HaGadah, what Hashem wants from you tonight, get so into it, so engrossed. You're not even thinking about the food, forget the food. You're not thinking food, you're not thinking Shulchan Aruch, you're not thinking anything, you're not thinking sleep. All you're thinking is, Kol HaMarbe, just speak and just share the story, share the greatest experience, you, your children, your grandchildren. Ah, Kriya Shema. Okay, now we have to, what can we do? We have to do the mitzvah Kriya Shema. You should have to be reminded that the Seder has come to an end and Igiya Kriya Shema Shachris.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.